It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And I am taking it on the road today to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. How do you do? It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I'm here as we get ready for Father's Day. It's the perfect place to come and spend a Friday evening. Not only getting some shooting practice in, which a lot of people are already doing. In fact, one young woman came in with a cane, and I said, are you going to use the cane to prop your gun up on? And she goes, no, but it would be nice if it were a gun. And I said, well, step on over there to the H&H Shooting Sports, the gunsmiths, and they could probably rig it up for you. I'm here at H&H Shooting Sports with great specials for Dad, including the Smith & Wesson Shield Bundle. It is the Shield 9mm pistol from Smith & Wesson, but you get three magazines with that because Mo Shots is Mo Betta, and a Meridian sight because everybody's going to these types of laser sights, and you don't want to be left out. And it's a lot easier to have it on the front end, come with the gun, than, oh, I got to buy it later and put it on later. And all of that is on special. The Golden Boy from Henry. Henry has done a great job of bringing the Old West back with that Old West technology, that Old West style, and that Old West glow. And the Golden Boy is a 22 long rifle, lever action rifle that's gold in color. And it's got that extra large loop in the lever action, just like John Wayne's gun from True Grit. So it's super cool, and it's on special. And from what I understand, the more you shoot those Henry rifles, the better they get. So that's on special, too. 20% off Pro-Tech automatic knives. No, that doesn't mean it shoots more than 50 rounds a second, but you can come in and see what it does mean in person at H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Got you some cookies to snack on from our good friends over at Okie Dokie Bakery, so take and sample some of that. Got a lot to chat about today, too, not just what went on in Iran, but there was a debate last night among the top contenders for governor. And did anything they said change your mind? I'm going to go over all of what they said, and I'm also going to go over they were kind enough to let the man in third place, Jake Merrick, they were kind enough to let him have a response on his own. And I will have for you what he responded. So that's coming up later in the program. So less than 1% of people working in Oklahoma are making minimum wage. That statistic is not because fewer people are offering minimum wage. It's just that so few businesses only pay minimum wage. Most of them pay a little bit higher than minimum wage so that they don't have to compete with minimum wage for good workers. So since only 1% are working for minimum wage, why are we even talking about State Question 832, which is not only going to raise the minimum wage this year, but next year, the year after, and the year after, and then attach it to a rate that is way, way, way higher than anything the Oklahoma cost of living would allow. I'll get more into that because that is one of the biggest items that's on the ballot. Glock has fixed an annoying problem with one of their newest models. That's the Glock 44. And I've got one and I've experienced this annoying problem. The annoying problem is the magazine only holds 9. Well, now we're starting to see other manufacturers come out with magazines that hold more than 9. In fact, there's one that holds 15. Glock has fixed that problem, and I'm going to go over it on Firearms Friday, which is also brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Yes, we have no infestation of screw worms. If glow worms glow, what do screw worms do? Are we worried about an infestation of screw worms? We'll get into that later in the program as well. Everybody's worried about the bad things, the big bad things that artificial intelligence are going to do to us all. Well, what about the good things? One Oklahoma doctor in particular has perfected one of the good things that artificial intelligence is going to be able to do for us all. And why is the Freedom From Religion organization once again raising its idiotic head and going after one of our congressional candidates? I'll tell you. I'll also tell you and show you how the Freedom From Information organization not only does not know American history, they do not know the Constitution, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. So we've got all that to chat about, and anything else you might want to bring up on the topic buffet. I know we're still talking election, and we're still talking ballots. Early voting is still going on today, and then that's going to be wrapping up at 7 o'clock tonight, and then the big day on Tuesday. So you still have an opportunity to get your ballot in. If you're mailing an absentee, it needs to be in the mail probably today or tomorrow. Otherwise, you're going to have to bring it in person. So we got all that to wrap about on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Oh, and I got some door prizes. What do we got here? Oh, that's yours. All right. Never mind. Okay, yeah. And we do have, we're going to have a shooter's pass we're going to give away. And I have an official Glock backpack. Haven't decided how we're going to give that away. Maybe we'll play another game of Fix the Joke. That went over well last week. We'll see if it goes over again well this week on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So, had a debate last night between the top contenders of the gubernatorial race on Channel 9. The first question was about Trump's endorsement and the importance of Trump's endorsement. Gettner Drummond said he doesn't put much merit into endorsements. That's because he didn't get it. Charles McCall said Trump had given bad advice and should have picked him. He highlighted his history of passing laws that align with Trump's agenda. Chip Keating said, who's Trump? No, Chip Keating said he supports the president, but the main endorsement that matters to him is the people of Oklahoma. Mike Mazie said that it was an honor to have the endorsement and that he thinks that Trump picked him because his plan most aligns with the Trump agenda. Whereas it is important to communicate that you agree with the president on a lot of his conservative principles, it probably doesn't matter one way or the other if he endorses you. So, you know, you need to run to win the governorship. You don't need to run to win the favor of Donald Trump. When Mr. Mazie was asked about critics of his endorsement and that it came with a price tag, records show that you paid for one of President Trump's closest advisors, Roger Stone, almost $70,000 to act as a political advisor for your campaign. What do you say about that? Mazie said that it would imply that billionaire President Trump's endorsement is for sale and for a few thousand dollars. That, of course, is absurd. The President Trump, as everyone knows, makes his own decisions. Another question. A recent poll of Republican voters show inflation and the cost of living are top concerns for Oklahomans. We already know that many of you say you will cut taxes, but besides that, how will you help stretch the dollar further? Chip Keating said it's important that he's the only person on the stage that has not grown government. Well, you've not even been in government, so how can you grow it if you haven't even been in it? Charles McCall said the people of the state are hurting and that people are not able to keep up with inflation. He said he wants to freeze property taxes for everyone in Oklahoma for 3 years and permanently for seniors. Hey, Charles, how about we get rid of them altogether? Or at least get rid of them if you've paid for your property. Mike Mazie said the biggest burden on people of Oklahoma is taxes. He said that he's heard from many Oklahomans who are worried about losing their homes. He said he's got a plan to eliminate property taxes for seniors and said seniors have earned the right not to pay taxes on their property. I don't care if you are a senior. I think if you paid for your property, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on it. I don't care how old you are. Gettner Drummond said Oklahomans have the affordability problem in Oklahoma and that his office did an investigation when he heard from Oklahomans that their insurance premiums were too high. As a result, he filed a lawsuit against State Farm. who's basically ignored it. And so is everybody else. So that's a couple of the things that were talked about last night. As you can hear, a lot of the candidates agree. Yeah, I'm for that. I'm for that, too. As I mentioned earlier, Channel 9 was nice enough. And, I thought that was damn nice of them to give Jake Merrick some time to respond to some of the things that were asked as well. So we'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. And your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address. You can also find me on Facebook and on X profiles. Getting back to the debate last night, when asked if many of them promised to eliminate both income and property taxes, but public services like schools and public safety are funded by those taxes, how will you keep those services going? McCall said most people think cutting the personal income tax will lead to less money for the state, but we will actually have more money. He pledged to eliminate the state income tax as governor and said that people will make up for the lack of income tax by buying more and contributing to the sales tax. Mazie said Oklahoma's Secretary of Finance, as Secretary of Finance, he was able to see how other states flourished after eliminating income tax. He said Oklahoma could eventually take the vote of the people as Tennessee did and said that Tennessee's plans is the model. I'd much rather see a property tax go than an income tax. Drummond called Mazie's plan a wish. Of course he did. Drummond evidently thinks that Mazie is his biggest threat because that's why he has been attacking him personally and his related and or inspired political action committees are doing the same. He said the plan was that we needed to have a big part of his plan, which involves partnering with the tribes. He said it's been a missed issue over the past 7 years and that it'll help increase revenue to serve education, mental health, and public safety in areas impacted by tax cuts. Chip Keating said the numbers don't lie. Tax increases forces big companies out and that spending needs to come back under control. He talked about the model of Arkansas and how they eliminated state agencies. So I'll get into some more of what was brought up last night in the debate and how they actually responded. All coming up on Freedom 96.9. My question to you, has it changed your mind at all? Would it change your mind at all? I'm also hearing from some people who actually did get some early voting done today. I'll tell you what they had to say about it coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Broadcasting live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, it's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Used to be my job. We had a 1967 Chevy Impala with like a 454 with a four-barrel carburetor in it. Now, if you are my age or maybe thereabouts, you know what I'm talking about. That's back before electronic ignition. Anyway, it was always my job before we went on a big trip to go over the engine. I had to check the oil, check the fluids, check the radiator. I had to check the spark plugs. All I did was pull the little cap off and make sure it was still there. I did everything but rotate the tires. That was my job. These days, you need a professional to do it just about each and every time. Frontier Auto Group is here for you to do that. And they do it for free. They check your engine. If you have a check engine light, they'll look into it. Low tire pressure light, they'll look into it. Weak battery, your air conditioning not doing what it should. And then the recalls or safety issues as well. And they do it for no charge. They check it all during the regular scheduled service visits as well, but they do it as a public service to you and to their hometown folks in El Reno, where they are just a few minutes away for anything you might need to keep the car you got going or to get a new one. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner, David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team at Modus Health. They're experts in massage, chiropractic therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Anything about the debate last night change your mind or reinforce a choice you may have made for the governor's race? Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Coming to you live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Perfect time to shop for Dad and Father's Day. Dad does not want a tie. Who wears ties anymore anyway? Dad does not want number one dad of the year coffee mug, all right? Dad wants a gun. Maybe a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, because the bundle special is on special for $479.99 right now at H&H Shooting Sports. So this would be the weekend to come by and pick one up. They've also got one hell of a deal on 9mm ammunition. I think it's 100 rounds for $74. Yeah, maybe it's more than that. I'm not sure. They've also got a great special on .223. Same kind of deal. It's a box of ammunition, and it's one central price. Buy it now before it goes up in price. At H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Roger writes on social media, Lee, President Trump brought the reflecting pool workers into the Oval Office after they got the job done. Several came from Oklahoma, and where every single county has backed Trump three elections in a row. He signed hats. He gave them presidential challenge coins. It was a real thank you for the men who cleaned up America's front yard. Yes, Roger, I saw that. It was a great bit, a great bit. They even said, Mr. President, if we bring you an OU cap, will you say boomer sooner? And he said, sure. You got one? Sylvia writes, Lee, did you see one, just one journalist from any network treat Obama or Biden the way Kristen Welker of NBC was treating Trump last weekend? I can't. It was great watching him just get up and leave and her screech and beg for him not to. Yeah, Sylvia, it was. And as I mentioned then, you know, there's I'm surprised I haven't heard more criticism of Trump for getting up, because there's a lot of times when I expected him to get up with other people and he didn't do it. And I think the reason he didn't do it then and did it this time was she was asking the same damn question she always asks. And she was asking the same damn questions about the same damn bit and the same damn issue from back in 2020. So she was asking 6-year-old questions. Well, Mr. President, where is your proof that there was fraud in the 2020 election? There was no proof that this happened or that happened. And that's when he just said, you know, this is a waste of my time. And if there's anything Trump doesn't like, is for his time to be wasted. And I don't blame him. But as a businessman who builds things, time is money. 405-608-4377. Thank you, Sylvia. Rudy writes, Lee, have you heard anything about the gas pump screw scam as to whether or not it's true? Scammers can use something as simple as a screw hidden inside the nozzle to in the cradle to keep the pump from running after the transaction. Then the scammer will be able to fill up their own tank and gas cars and gas their cans when the pump is still running on the customer's dime. So I guess what you mean is they can't put the pump, or the pump doesn't go, the nozzle doesn't go all the way back into the cradle. Therefore, it doesn't turn off the pump, and therefore someone can sneak behind them and continue pumping. If they sneak behind them in time, because a lot of those pumps, the transaction will shut down after a certain amount of time of inactivity. 405-608-4377. Don is calling into Freedom 96.9. From where, if anywhere, Don?
Oklahoma City.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm reps to the David Osmond, the guy that said he was in the Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm retired Navy, and I've been retired for 26 years. And I never remember us hunting Soviet submarines.
You mean you didn't get into a combat situation by hunting for Soviet submarines?
Nope.
You mean we have satellites that do that for us? We don't have to actually do it? What? who knew, and, Don? Who knew? Yeah,
and every time I turn on the radio, his commercial is on, or the TV, his commercial is on, and I'm like, this guy is full of it.
I appreciate everybody who served in the military. I almost did myself. And thank you for serving in the military, Don. But it can't be the only reason someone will vote for you. And that's the thing I'm hearing from a lot of these candidates. Yeah, they're telling us all about how they served in the military, but they're not telling us what they want to do if we elect them. And that's what I want to hear.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Don. On Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive. Coming up, what did Jake Merrick have to say about all the television debate? 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that hate speech is spreading faster than ever, fueled by unregulated online platforms and artificial intelligence, saying it is a growing threat to peace and can fuel violence and atrocity crimes if not urgently addressed through global cooperation and stronger accountability. The former head of the Securities and Exchange Commission is being nominated by President Trump to become the next permanent director of national intelligence.
Jay Clayton is currently the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. In a Thursday Truth Social post, Trump said few people anywhere in the legal community are respected at the level as Jay. He went on to urge the Senate to confirm him quickly. Trump appointed top federal housing official Bill Pulte to serve as acting DNI to replace former director Tulsi Gabbard, who resigned in May. I'm Lisa Carton.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me tell you something most people don't know. When you've been in a car wreck, the insurance company isn't calling to check on you. They're calling because time is their friend, not yours. The insurance company wants a recorded statement before your adrenaline wears off and before your injuries fully show themselves. Why? Because anything you say in the first few hours can be used to undervalue your claim or outright deny it later. Here's the takeaway. You're not required to give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company. You should never guess about your pain. You shouldn't guess about your injuries or even how the accident happened. Let the medical professionals evaluate you and let an attorney protect you. So the next time an adjuster calls immediately after a crash, remember, they're not being helpful. They're being strategic. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. New federal rules are changing SNAP benefit requirements for some Oklahoma residents, with officials saying more recipients will now need to meet work requirements, including some families. The changes also reduce certain exemptions. Participants must meet minimum work hours unless they qualify for an exception. State leaders say they're working to help people adjust as the changes come from updated federal policy. Schools in Oklahoma are now required to provide at least 40 minutes of recess each day for younger students. The requirement applies to kindergarten through fifth grade. Schools can split the time into multiple breaks if they choose to do so. Teachers say they support more activity, but also worry about fitting it into the school schedule. State officials say more guidance is on the way, with the rules taking effect next school year. Cancer patients in Oklahoma will soon have access to new AI-guided radiation treatment. Doctors say the technology can adjust treatment in real time for better accuracy. The system is being introduced through a partnership with OU Health. Officials say it could improve outcomes and reduce side effects. The technology is a first for the state, marking a major step forward in cancer care. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Our midday show guy, Eric Erickson, is coming to town next week. I've got a chance for you to come by, see him, meet him in person. Me too. As I broadcast live from H&H Shooting Sports on Freedom 96.9. More on that coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms with a low of 72. Tomorrow will become windier and warm with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, expect breezy conditions in the evening, remaining rather cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours with a low of 68. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 73. Monday will remain mostly cloudy with a high of 78. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Lee Matthews live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Great way to shop for Father's Day, as they've got the Smith & Wesson Shield Bundle on special for $479.99. It includes the pistol, three magazines, and the Veridian Sight. The Henry Golden Boy 22 Long Rifle is on special as well, and 20% off all Pro-Tec automatic knives. H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, I want to take a selfie with you. And I got some goodies to give away here in just a minute, so I will be doing that. If you want to come by to pick up the prize here, you can, or call in to 405-608-4377. Freedom969.com, the email address, the website, lmatthews@freedom969.com. The email address directly. And I want to thank Okie Dokie Bakery for sending us these goodies we've got on special right now. They're very special, absolutely free. So help yourself, Okie Dokie Bakery, who prints up these special cookies for us on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. As I mentioned, to join in the conversation, last night, the big gubernatorial debate, it was on Channel 9, and some of the things that they were talking about, I wanted to go over. And I also am interested in if anything changed your mind or solidified your choice in your mind. They asked about education and how the Oklahoma system generally ranks near the bottom. Again, they cited the 50th, but that is the Wallet Hub study. They're quoting, the Wallet Hub study does not take cost of living into account. If you add cost of living into the metric, Oklahoma is 24th or 25th, right in the middle, right where I would expect us to be. At any rate, I won't argue with that. What specific plan do you have to improve Oklahoma's educational outcome? Mazie said he would hire a statewide literacy director to emulate the Mississippi Miracle Program. Drummond said we need to start with 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. He said that about 60% of Oklahoma children are not getting quality daycare, and they're not being educated, disciplined, or socialized before coming to elementary school. Keating said the reading proficiency passed in 2012, but it was abandoned quickly. He pointed to McCall's time in office as a failure for education. McCall rejected Keating's characterization of his past in the legislature, and he highlighted his role of giving teachers a pay raise. He also said the reading coaches and tutors are needed and pointed to the problem of absenteeism. Again, throwing money at the problem. Did any of them say anything about the teachers' unions? Doesn't look like it. $4 billion aluminum smelter in Rogers County is now an issue in the race. It would be the largest aluminum plant in the United States. Not everyone in town is excited about it. The majority owner is the United Arab Emirates Company, and over 40% is owned by a company headquartered in Chicago. Should Oklahomans be subsidizing a project like this, was the question. Drummond said that he has sued the block to block the smelter because it's owned by a Muslim monarchy and because it's a giveaway of Oklahoma tax money to a foreign entity. Keating said he's been very clear on being cautious about giving subsidies to these types of foreign entities. There was some dispute over the timing of Drummond's lawsuit. McCall said the government should not force anything on the people of the state. The people of Inola do not want the smelter, and they shouldn't be forced to have it. Mazie said he spoke with President Trump about the plant and said that this is a major issue for the president on the national security front. He also said the president supports the program because it'll provide aluminum to the American military instead of relying on China. Drummond snapped back at Maisie, calling it a lie. All right. No, it isn't a lie. Maisie is right. Now, I don't know if Maisie actually called Trump, but Trump has made it pretty clear. He wants the United States to produce its own aluminum. He wants the United States to produce its own rare earth minerals and metals so that it can get ahead without having to rely on China or any other country for that matter. He's made no secret of that. And is this smelter in Inola part of the deal that Trump made with United Arab Emirates when he got them on board with the Israeli Accord, the Abraham Accord? Maybe. Maybe. And I don't know that all of the people of Inola are against this. There are some. But it's going to be great for that economy and great for that part of the country. Ron is on the air with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Ron, where are you calling from, if anywhere?
Well, I'm calling from Oklahoma City.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to you. I didn't get a chance to watch the debate last night, and I know my dad did because he, you know, he's a Democrat, but he called me and told me about it. But
oh, did you hear him say this? Did you hear him say that? Oh, you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But it's good that you're going through some of their responses. And one of the things that's really stood out by what you're talking about today is that I think I'm Gettner Drummond is a girly man. I mean, it's like every answer is defensive about what every other person has said. You know, it's nothing about what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, I filed a lawsuit. Well, you know, and my dad, you know, being a Democrat, he thinks that's great. You know, and
I'm like, sure
no,
does.
It's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But, but
it's not
anyway,
the Attorney General's job to stop commerce from coming into Oklahoma. Now, if the people of Inola asked him to investigate and asked him to put a stop to it, all right, that's a different matter. But nobody from Inola did that.
Yeah, he's just overstepping his bounds, and he's really shocked, and he's upset that he didn't get the endorsement. And, you know, based on what you're saying, you know, I mean, I finally heard some Jake Merrick ads on the radio, and that sounds okay, but, you know, Maisie, you know, he's had a lot of mud slung at him, but based on the responses of what you're talking about, he sounds pretty solid himself. So I think
And Drummond must think that he is the biggest threat because Drummond continued to attack Maisie last night.
Yeah. I mean, I learned a long time ago that if you're being attacked, you're probably pretty close to being in the right spot.
If they're shooting at you, you're over the target, as the the men in the B-17s used to say.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good though. As I said, I really appreciate you you doing this, and you know, I'm kind of excited about hearing what you and Eric Erickson do next week as well. It'd be good to hear because I listen to both your shows and. And you are different.
You'll get a chance to come by and see him because he'll be doing his thing. He'll do his show live from our studios, but then he'll be He'll be doing his live event in the afternoon. I'll be down there doing my show while he's doing his live event. That's going to be at 405 Social on North May, 3 to 7 on Thursday next, so the 18th. It's free. And a chance to meet Eric Erickson. There'll also be free appetizers, and I'll be doing the drive on location. Aaron Brillbeck will be doing the emceeing, and we'll all be there to take pictures with you if you like. 405 Social, North May, next Thursday.
Sounds great, man.
All right. Hope to see you there, Ron. Thanks a lot for listening in. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. So what did Jake Merrick say about all this? Well, in an act of notable fairness, Channel 9 did give Jake Merrick an hour follow-up interview to the debate which is posted on their website. And in it, he lined out his platform for limited government, constitutional values, traditional family first agenda. He's running on the principle over politics philosophy. He opposes special interest funding and advocates for the following key policies: abortion and law and order. He's a strict abortion abolitionist who maintains that abortion is homicide, and he believes it should be investigated as such. He also backs legislation to make all first-time drug offenses felonies to mandate intervention. Education reform, everybody's talking about that. He aims to decentralize the Oklahoma State Department of Education and empower the schools by reducing administrative bloat. He's playing my song. And promote parental rights. Government and DHS overhaul. He's campaigning to overhaul the Department of Human Services, reduce overall government spending, and eliminate the state property tax. Boom. Thank you. No need to pass go. No need to collect $200. He's been the only candidate to address the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority as well. He says he has concerns about the abuse of eminent domain, whether it be the expansion of the green energy projects, data centers, or the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Of course, a major talking point around the nation, but right now here in Oklahoma, it's the property rights or property tax, ad valorem tax. There's a big push to end it. He says he's in favor of that. We also have to figure out how to make up the difference till we properly fund essential services. I don't have a problem with gas tax going up. I really don't. Or even a sales tax. But all of those fall under the realm of property rights and our right to own property, or how government should secure those rights. So that's what he had to say about the debate. And he stuck to his talking points, which, again, he's the only one that has any. He's the only one that has a plan that I'm going to do it this way. A, B, C, D, and E. Mary joining us now on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, as I broadcast live from H&H Shooting Sports. Mary, you are where, if anywhere?
I am on Western Avenue by all the restaurants. So I know you're got a lot of information to get out there, so I'm just going to bring up one thing. Do people realize that McDonald's and a lot of the fast food restaurants are not putting money against the minimum wage deal? And you know why? Because they are going to automate. And if people, if you just look around the United States, the cities and states that have passed it, their workforce for the entry-level jobs has gone down a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to quote the number, but somebody said how much that the national chains would save if they automized. And if you don't think it's going to happen, you go into McDonald's and you have a kiosk, and that's the way you're supposed to order. And
yeah, if you stand there at the counter and wait for them to wait on you, you're going to be standing a long time because there's nobody coming out there to wait on you.
Right. So you guys need to wake up and say, okay, I was a teenager and I worked at a fast food restaurant for about a summer. Mm-hmm. And before that, I worked doing something similar. But those jobs are going to go away.
Yes. And so will small business jobs. Like if you are a quilting enthusiast and the local quilt shop wants to let you work part-time because you're interested in quilts and you like to help people who quilt, well, they're not going to be able to pay you $15 an hour, part-time or full-time. So they're not going to hire you. They're going to just handle it themselves as best they can.
Well, and the other thing is, I got our ballots notarized, and I went in, and it was one of the banks that the gentleman from Tulsa owns, and, well, it's both. Be okay, and I think they put $400,000 or something into passing that minimum wage. And I asked the little girl who notarized it, I asked her outright how much her starting salary was, and she never did answer me. But I don't think that all these people that are putting big time money into it If it was such a wonderful deal, why did they just not pay their employees starting wage?
Right.
A living wage.
Well, and then there are many, 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 many businesses that do because they don't want to compete with the minimum wage. They would much rather go ahead and outprice the minimum wage so they can get that higher than pay just the minimum wage and have somebody say, well, I could go down and flip hamburgers for that. So only like 1% of the people who are working are getting minimum wage, which makes me ask, then why are we even doing this in the first place? Mary, I got to run. Thanks for calling in to Freedom 969-405-608-4377. Live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear on Freedom 969. It's Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's talk radio. One of the things the politicians love to pick on is Medicare. Oh, either it's going to be destroyed or they're the only ones who can save it. Either way, if you were born in 1961, and right now you're getting a lot of calls from politicians, I know, but you're probably getting a lot of calls too, or mails and texts from people trying to get you to set up for Medicare. And that's the one way you can make sure what you've got is not going to be taken away from you. So make sure a professional is there to help you, not some 1-800 operator across the world who doesn't care about you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you can make. And if you're new to Medicare, they will also bring you up to snuff on all the new stuff. The team at Well Preserved Advisory Group, putting together a plan that'll work for you. And just give them a call at 405-848-5790. No matter what happens with the election, you'll be taken care of with Medicare via the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for state Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for state Senate 2026.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print. It's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at Health 65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Father's Day is just around the corner, so this year skip the tie and get Dad what he really wants at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H has the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. Three total mags, a Viridian optic included, and now on sale for $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Pro-Tech knives, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the middle of conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
From H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, it's Lee Matthews. and the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. A lot of good things to chat about, too. The big debate last night among the gubernatorial candidates. I can't say all the gubernatorial candidates. It's the top gubernatorial candidates. And the topics were property taxes, the smelting plant in Inola, education, DHS, and inflation. Was anything said that changed your mind? Or are you on the other side, and did anything reinforce what you already knew? David is on the line with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. From where, if anywhere, David?
I am somewhere. I'm at 10th and Rockwell.
In Oklahoma City. Good to hear from you.
I got a question. How come Jake wasn't on the stage last night? I never have heard.
Yeah, the way they qualified who got to be on the debate stage and who didn't, it came down to percentage rate of polling. Now, Jake is in third place, but he's in third place with a percentage point that's way beyond the others. So these guys that we saw last night were in the 22-23% each. But that's why I also say, you know, Channel 9 didn't owe Jake any time at all, but it was notably nice of them to give him an hour offline interview that they've put up as a podcast on their website.
Right. Well, I was trying to figure out how he can be in third place and have less percentages.
Yeah, it all comes down to how the percentages is divided up. You know, when you have three that are first, second, and third place, well, and I also I don't know which poll they used. There was a non-doc poll where Jake was way behind, and then there was a poll that came out about 10 days ago where he was in third place, but it was a distant third place. At any rate, they had their rule where they didn't let him on the stage. But I don't think he needs to be. I really don't, because he's the only one that's talking about what people care about. His biggest challenge, and I said this to him when I talked to him in person, his biggest challenge will be familiarity in the eastern part of the state. People in the central and western part of the state know who he is because of his political record and because of his ministry and because of the businesses that he's owned. People in the east don't necessarily know. So that's where I think he should focus. If he's got more advertising dollars to go, that's where he probably should focus it.
Well, I hope he makes it into the runoff if necessary.
Yeah, there's a very good chance he will. Very good chance he will, David, really, because there's so many in the field.
Wasn't very impressed with the four with their answers. They were too vague and, you know, not really getting into what am I going to do.
No. I think they were more worried about trying to set themselves aside from the other people on the stage. I think they were too busy trying to differentiate themselves from their competitors than actually telling the people of Oklahoma what they want to do. Now, I get that. I understand that. I know marketing. I know positioning yourself in the public. I understand all that, too. But see, the problem is that we're starting fresh with a new governor. So this new governor, we need to know what that governor really, really wants to do and how he's going to solve the problems of the state. Thanks for the call, David, on Freedom 96.9. Going to play a game of Fix the Joke coming up on The Drive.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A pediatric endocrinology clinic in Oklahoma is set to close later this year. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Vice President J.D. Vance is referring Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison to the Justice Department for a criminal fraud investigation tied to state social services programs.
The Minnesota Star Tribune reports that the referral follows a Republican-led House Oversight Committee report alleging widespread fraud in federally funded programs. The report also alleges whistleblower retaliation and calls for a broader review of Minnesota's social services system. Walz and Ellison deny wrongdoing, calling the allegations politically motivated. The Justice Department has previously opened separate investigations involving Walz, including allegations tied to immigration enforcement and Medicaid oversight.
I'm Mark Mayfield.
The man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband pleaded guilty to federal charges on Thursday.
The shooter is still in the house. They believe barricaded with the firearm.
Vance Belter was charged with shooting and killing Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. State Senator John Hoffman, his wife Yvette, and their daughter Hope were also injured in a separate shooting. Belter reached a deal with federal prosecutors that took the death penalty off the table. The judge accepted the recommendation from the government of two consecutive life sentences plus 40 years. I'm Michael Kastner.
Pasadena, California Mayor Victor Gordo is condemning an accidental shooting that involved two of the city's police officers.
Now viral dashcam footage of last September's shooting was released this week. Two officers drew their guns on each other, with the department calling it horseplay. As one of the officers was reholstering his gun, it fired, hitting the other officer in the shoulder. Mayor Gordo tells KBC-TV it's juvenile, unacceptable behavior at the highest level. Roy Altori, the officer who shot his colleague, has since been fired from the department. The officer who was wounded has recovered and is still with the Pasadena Police Department. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
New trade data shows
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A pediatric endocrinology clinic in Oklahoma is set to close later this year, raising concerns about access to care for pediatric patients. Doctors say the closure could impact children with conditions such as type 1 diabetes and others. A healthcare provider cited financial challenges tied to federal policy changes as a reason behind the closure. Pediatricians say that referrals for specialized care will become more difficult moving forward. Some fear specialists may leave the state, with the clinic expected to close in October. No further details or updates have currently been provided. Well, a historic fire truck has been restored and returned to display in Wellston. Engine 48 dates back to around 1948 and has served the community for decades since then. Students at a local technology center recently helped restore the truck as part of a hands-on project. Fire officials say the effort preserved an important piece of local history, as a few finished details are still being completed by students. Restoration was recently unveiled at a recent open house. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
I love the Glock 44. That's the 22 caliber Glock. But I don't love that it only shot 9 shots. A solution coming up on Firearms Friday, which is brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, where I'm broadcasting live on location, and Firearms Friday coming up in the next 20 minutes on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms with a low of 72. Tomorrow will become windier and warm with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, expect breezy conditions in the evening, remaining rather cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours with a low of 68. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 73. Monday will remain mostly cloudy with a high of 78. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We asked all the states to partner with us
on the new Freedom 96.9.
The red states, of course, did.
Not last week.
The blue states wouldn't give us the data.
Not yesterday.
The people were destroyed by dirty cops.
Keep up with what's happening.
But, sir, there's no evidence of that.
Now.
Try looking at the tapes one time.
With a new Freedom 96.9.
Let's call it quits because I've had enough.
Oklahoma's talk radio.
Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I am Lee Matthews, and I'm broadcasting live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. I'd love to see you here in person. Love to meet you in person and take a selfie with you. I've got some goodies to give away. In a minute here, we're going to fix the joke. And it's worth a shooter's pass for you and a friend to come to H&H Shooting Sports and shoot for three different times, doesn't include a rental or the ammunition, but if you've got that covered yourself, it does take care of the rental. So that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Did anything in the Republican debate last night change your mind? I've been going over some of the responses. There's nothing really lit my fire and made me go, yeah, that's the guy, all right. Less than 1% of Oklahoma workers are making minimum wage. So why then do we need State Question 832 to raise it? And again, most of the opponents that have accosted me on the air and online are griping that we need to raise the minimum wage. I'm not arguing that we need to raise the minimum wage. I don't want to raise the minimum wage the way State Question 832 is going to raise the minimum wage. It is going to make the minimum wage so high, business owners are not going to be able to pay it. It doesn't go to $15 an hour right away. It takes about 3 years to get to $15 an hour. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is after that, it attaches future increases to a national average, not an Oklahoma average. Oklahomans should control what Oklahoma's minimum wage is, not out-of-state factions. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Glock has fixed an annoying problem with one of their newest models. We're going over that on Firearms Friday. That in about another 10 minutes right here on Freedom 96.9. And no, we have no screwworm infestation yet. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Let's play a game of Fix the Joke. 405-608-4377, or you can come by the office right here at H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian. I'm going to give you a joke. If you can come up with a better punchline, you'll win the shooter's pass for two shooters on the same lane to shoot free for three trips to H&H Shooting Sports. Here is the joke. You know the Iranians are lying about peace with their country when another one of their buildings blows up the next day. All right, fix the joke. You know the Iranians are lying about peace with the United States when another one of their buildings blows up. Or you could say another one of their drones blows up. Or another one of their drones doesn't blow up, for that matter. See, I can fix my own jokes. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to fix the joke and be a winner, courtesy of H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, where I'm broadcasting live on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. No matter what happens with the upcoming election, and no matter what happens with the world market, whatever you have as your nest egg needs to stay not only safe, but it needs to grow. And the one guy that can see you through all of the ebbs and flows of what happens in our world, all of the storms and the calm weather, in fact, he loves, uh,
He loves making sure, he loves using that sailing allegory. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, in fact, his two books both deal with sailing. And he'll give you copies of that book if you give him a call and make an appointment to visit with him in person. 405-760-5863. He's written a book on it because he's been doing it since he was 14, managing money. And he's learned how to take very little money and turn it into more. And to take a modest amount and turn it into a lot more. See what he can do for you, no matter what the election outcome is. McGuire Capital, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuireCap.com, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863. And make sure to catch his financial show tomorrow, Bull and Bear, 10A to 1P, right here on Freedom 96.9.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Father's Day is just around the corner, so this year skip the tie and get Dad what he really wants at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H has the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. Three total mags, a Viridian optic included, and now on sale for $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Pro-Tech knives, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal groves. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
Like the way you work it, yeah. No diggity.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 74. Cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high 95. 100% chance of rain tomorrow night, 69 the low. Again, I think we need the rain. Sunday, 30% chance of rain, high 78. Monday, partly cloudy, high 80. It's 88 right now at Freedom 96.9. Live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. We've got Firearms Friday coming up, but now we're gonna fix the joke. Tom is in UConn. Tom, here is the joke. You know the Iranians are lying about peace with the United States when one of their buildings blows up the very next day. Fix that joke, Tom.
I will fix it by saying the end of it should be anytime their lips are moving.
There you go. All right. Allah be praised. Tom, congratulations. You have won a shooter's pass. You and a friend will get to come and shoot free here at H&H Shooting Sports for three trips.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And turn your radio down, please. But thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9 on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews. We'll do another one in another 35, 40 minutes or so. So hang on for your next chance to win. You don't have to be present. You can do it over the phone, or you can be here at H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian. Rowdy writes, what say you, Lee? Carmelo Anthony was found guilty of the murder for the 2025 fatal stabbing of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf of Frisco, Texas, high school track meet. The jury in Collin County, Texas, reached the verdict after 3 hours of deliberation, rejecting the defensive claim, the defense's claim of self-defense. Rowdy, I'm glad you asked me that, because I don't think it was self-defense. I think the jury's verdict was right on. This guy, he easily, from what I understand, he was under the awning because his team didn't have an awning and it was raining. All he had to do, instead of getting belligerent and saying, don't touch me, was, is there any way I can just hang out here till this rain backs off? I don't have anywhere to go. That's all he had to do. That's all he had to say. And I bet the guys would have said, yeah, sure, sure. We don't like you. You're a rival, but whatever. Sure. Now, more conversation has come up about his parents starting a crowdfunding account that they are then now using to live off of. And they are moving from the Frisco area to New Orleans. And the family's getting a lot of criticism for that. I'm not one of them. First of all, Carmelo Anthony is not going to use that money. I mean, where he's going, he ain't going to need no money. Number one. Number two, the crowdfunding account was never set up strictly for Carmelo or his legal expenses, and it said so. Number three, when you are dragged into a murder case this severe, it immediately begins to drain your bank accounts. You have to pay a lawyer. You have to pay the lawyer's expenses. You have to pay a lot of things. Most people end up mortgaging their houses. It sounds to me like the family decided, let's go ahead and sell the house. We will move to New Orleans and get away from the hostile crowds. And it'll be cheaper to live in New Orleans than it will Frisco, Texas. That's my guess. So I'm really not cranked up about Carmelo Anthony's family using that crowdfunding. If you don't want to give to that crowdfund, you don't have to. A lot of people did. I want to say they were hoping it would get about $1.4 million. I don't think it got that much. But there were a lot of people felt sorry for him and for his family. I wasn't one of them. I think the kid had some problems controlling his temper. And that is usually what brings on these kinds of incidents. I heard some criticism earlier today that the kid that got stabbed should have known better. No, no, no. It was their team's tent. It was their team's territory. And for whatever reason, they thought Carmelo Anthony was intimidating them or trying to intimidate them. Whether or not they should have felt that way is immaterial. The one who should have made sure that he wasn't doing that, or that they didn't feel that way, is the one who is now in prison. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The Glock 44, my favorite Glock, has an annoying defect. And I'm going to get into how they have fixed that defect coming up next on Firearms Friday, which is brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Conveniently, where I am broadcasting live on location, I-40 and Meridian. Come by and see me in person on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Used to be with an automobile, you had to check everything. Now, everything checks for you and sends you an email or a text or something on an app.
Times have sure changed. Frontier Auto Group has been here to make sure they keep up with all of those changes. And better still, they're doing so with that hometown atmosphere in El Reno. That's why I love these guys at Frontier Auto Group, because I, for one, have gone through three or four different car dealerships. And when I found out they were owned by out-of-state entities, and then I started realizing I was being treated like I was an out-of-state entity, I hungered for that relationship like you have with your doctor or with your dentist, someone who knows you and knows what you like. And that's what Frontier Motors is here to do, to help forge that relationship. And they're doing it by helping to continue to support the community, offering free checks of your vehicle. If you have a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, air conditioning, recalls, or safety issues, they'll take care of it. No charge. Give them a call, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, a short drive for great savings and for great maintenance. Frontier Auto Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews broadcasting live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Perfect place, by the way, for a great gift for Dad for Father's Day. And coincidentally, Firearms Friday! Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face?
You and I really love the new Glock 22 calibers, David the Marine, but there was one thing that was kind of aggravating.
It only had 10 rounds.
Yeah,
in this day and age, 10 rounds, it's just not enough. Because as we say in Firearms Friday, more shots, more better.
Yeah.
And 10 rounds just doesn't cut it.
Glock has finally woken up and listened to its customers?
I know, right?
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
And because everybody's, Glock said, well, the only reason that we hold 10 is because that's the most we can engineer into the platform. That's it. Nobody can do this better. And then, you know, five, six companies do better. And Glock kind of goes, huh, I bet we could if we thought about it hard enough. So finally they did, and they came out with a 15-round magazine, which is identical magazine capacity of the Glock 19, which is what the 44 is dimensionally identical to. So if you want a good trainer gun, the Glock 44 has kind of re-entered that arena, so to speak, with a 15-round magazine. And the top bullet nose die that Glock 44s were famous for has been eliminated with a 15-round magazine. So Glock was wrong saying that this is the best we can do, because they outdid themselves with a 15-round magazine.
And you can have a look at what that looks like on the video blog, which is posted at Firearms Friday, the main page, which is on my page of freedom969.com, also on the X profile and on my Facebook page. David, what about your tactical tip of the week?
Do not carry a family heirloom for defense. If you're carrying grandpa's old gun and you get into a righteous shooting, they're still going to take your gun away.
Mm-hmm.
And you may get it back, you may not get it back, but either way, you're going to be out of that gun for, you know, probably a few years. Using a family heirloom to defend yourself is not the best strategy. Now, if it is an heirloom, it's probably older, and you really want a more modern gun. So do not use a family heirloom to defend yourself, and that's your tactical tip of the week.
And when you're at the range, I know that one of the handy things you do is start people out on the Glock 44, because it's a full-size Glock, but it's only shooting a 22, to get people used to the feel of the gun before they move on to a larger caliber.
Right. The Glock 44, there's a lot of things that the other companies do better than the Glock, except be a Glock. And that's where the Glock 44 comes in. If you have a stable of Glocks at home, you need a Glock 44. It's a fun gun. And if you want to learn how to shoot, a 22 is the best way to do that. Follow it up with some lessons or class, and you find out more about those at OKCFirearmsTrain.com, OKC Firearms Train on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Russ, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. Dad for Father's Day does not want a number one dad in the whole world coffee mug.
True, he doesn't want a tie either.
No, right? Who wears ties anymore? I think Dad would much rather have the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle.
Heck yeah, Lee, and we've got that two different ways. We've got it with three mag and a Viridian green dot optic for $479. Or we've got that same pistol with five 13-round magazines and a Savior range bag for $439.99.
I'd go with the Viridian optic because everybody's going to those optics these days.
Oh, yeah, it makes shooting so much easier for our old eyes.
Friend of mine has this Henry Golden Boy 22 rifle, and it is smooth.
Very smooth. The more that you shoot them, the smoother they get. This is the one with the brass frame, a large loop charging handle there.
Mm-hmm.
$589.99. It does not come with a cowboy hat, but it should.
Yeah, but that large loop is reminiscent of John Wayne in True Grit.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. And knives are always useful because the safety is always off and the suppressor is always on.
That's a good way to put it. We've got the ProTech line of automatic knives. All of them that we have in stock, Lee, are 20% off for Father's Day.
And you'll find a lot of other great stuff for Father's Day, too, at H&H Shooting Sports, where I'm broadcasting live on location. Firearms Friday.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Freedom 96.9.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Speaking of knives, we just missed the guys from Benchmade Knives. They were set up out in the parking lot with their grinders and their forges, and they were showing you how they hand make these knives. I've got a Benchmade gift pack, which includes a camo cap, some pins for that cap, a koozie, and a Benchmade sticker, and that'll be the Fix the Joke on Freedom 96.9 coming up on H&H Shooting Sports. Lee Matthews and the Drive with Jason. I got a little time for you, Jason. Go ahead. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Lee. How's it going, sir?
Good, Jason. I need you to be real quick. Go ahead.
I believe you probably already answered it, but how do we get Jake Merrick on News 9 to stand up there with the other guys and be able to expound upon what he did on his YouTube?
What we will need to do is he will have to do better in the he'll have to make it to the runoff. If he makes it to the runoff, then he'll make it to the debate. Yep, that's as simple as it'll be. But Jason, thanks for the call to 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. L. Matthews at Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation live at H&H Shooting Sports.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
NOAA has confirmed the El Niño has formed in the tropical Pacific and is expected to strengthen, raising the risk of major global weather shifts, including wetter conditions in the southern U.S. and hotter, drier weather elsewhere, as forecasters warn of widespread seasonal impacts. From Malibu to Manhattan, a coffee chain is partnering with the maker of the world's most famous doll.
Barbie is taking a bite out of the Big Apple. Actually, she's opting for a donut, giving a Dunkin' a glow-up that would make the fashion doll jealous. The store on West 37th Street in Manhattan has become the Barbie dream house for the month of June. It's wrapped in a pink exterior with custom pink menu boards inside and a reimagined bakery case filled with what else? Pink frosted donuts. To wash it down, a selection of rose-colored beverages, many of them topped with strawberry cold foam. In New York, I'm Daria Albanese.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me tell you something most people don't know. When you've been in a car wreck, the insurance company isn't calling to check on you. They're calling because time is their friend, not yours. The insurance company wants a recorded statement before your adrenaline wears off and before your injuries fully show themselves. Why? Because anything you say in the first few hours can be used to undervalue your claim or outright deny it later. Here's the takeaway. You're not required to give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company. You should never guess about your pain. You shouldn't guess about your injuries or even how the accident happened. Let the medical professionals evaluate you and let an attorney protect you. So the next time an adjuster calls immediately after a crash, remember, they're not being helpful. They're being strategic. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A pediatric endocrinology clinic in Oklahoma is set to close later this year, raising concerns about access to care for pediatric patients. Doctors say the closure could impact children with conditions such as type 1 diabetes and others. A healthcare provider cited financial challenges tied to federal policy changes as a reason behind the closure. Pediatricians say that referrals for specialized care will become more difficult moving forward. Some fear specialists may leave the state, with the clinic expected to close in October. No further details or updates have currently been provided. Well, a historic fire truck has been restored and returned to display in Wellston. Engine 48 dates back to around 1948 and has served the community for decades since then. Students at a local technology center recently helped restore the truck as part of a hands-on project. Fire officials say the effort preserved an important piece of local history, as a few finished details are still being completed by students. The restoration was recently unveiled at a recent open house. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
How about a new mag for your dad's pistol, or maybe a strap for his AR? He does have a pistol or an AR. Well, I can fix that. with H&H Shooting Sports, where I'm broadcasting live on location. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms with a low of 72. Tomorrow will become windier and warm with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, expect breezy conditions in the evening, remaining rather cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours with a low of 68. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 73. Monday will remain mostly cloudy with a high of 78. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Lee Matthews, live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It's a great Friday evening to come and do some shooting, make a date of it, bring the significant other and enjoy some sport. Also great specials going on for Father's Day. We've got you covered, and I got a bite to eat from our good friends at Okie Dokie Bakery. Thanks to them for the great cookies we're giving out on Freedom 96.9. I've been going over some of the questions that were asked in last night's debate on Channel 9 and some of the responses to that debate and those debate questions. One of the questions involved data centers, proposed, approved, and under construction. What is the stance that you would have as a data center coming to Oklahoma? As governor, what would you do? Keating said that we need to be cautious about data centers, but also called them a national security issue. He said China is trying to lead on AI, and the U.S. can't allow that. McCall said that data centers have upsides, but there are concerns. He said that they could be fit into some places, but not all. He said data centers need to be able to generate their own power and not pass the money on to the citizens. Mazie said that Donald Trump said that the U.S. must lead the world in AI and do what we need to do that we need processing power. But the data center deals need to make sense. Some only produce $100 million in tax collections. Drummond said when data centers come to Oklahoma, they have to pay their own way and when it comes to power. He also said that local control is the key and they can't eliminate the property taxes for data centers. All right, those are all sound answers. Mazie seemed to be bouncing back to his connection to Trump, which I get, but Trump's opinion in this matter shouldn't be taken into consideration. It's whether or not the people of Oklahoma want to have data centers or not, and whether or not a governor would be able to come up with deals that would make people feel better about data centers coming to the state. Your thoughts, though, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is calling again. This time, they're calling on the IRS to investigate Oklahoma Church and its pastor, congressional candidate Jackson Lehmeyer, for violating what it calls separation of church and state. It says that Sheridan Church in Tulsa is using its facilities and resources to support Lehmeyer's congressional campaign, a practice they say prohibited from tax-exempt churches under federal law. I'm going to get into more about this coming up on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. John, where are you calling from, if anywhere?
Ponca City, sir.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, I was about Mazie. Trump, I heard him say 2 days ago, he was talking about there was a congressional race in Georgia, a runoff, and he said, you know what? I endorsed the wrong candidate. I got bad advice.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. He said,
I didn't hear that or see that.
Because he said that, and then he said, yeah, he's not a Trump person. So, you know, hey, He's got the right to do that if he wants. So he's like, I didn't know until the election was over that I made a mistake. Well, Maisie is the same way. It's what I call six degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's how Cash Patel figured out that the Russia collusion was a hoax, because he followed the money by 6 degrees. Okay, this person knows this person, and that person knows these people, and then that person knows that person. And that's how Maisie got endorsed. I'm telling you. In my belief was somebody that knows Maisie and wanted him in there somehow had Trump's ear, or somebody who Trump knows ear is my guess. Now, I can't prove that, but it's just Trump doesn't just do things lightly. He's serious about what he does. And, yeah, he has gotten bad advice. Hello, his first term. He got plenty.
Yeah, yeah. if he is wrong, if he's really, really wrong, he'll pull back on something and say why he was wrong.
Yeah, and he just did in that Georgia situation, and it's like, okay. Well, and he's got, between the House and Senate, 535 people to endorse or not endorse, and then 50 governors to endorse or not endorse, and 50 lieutenant governors to endorse or not endorse. I mean, he can't possibly know all that. There's no way.
There is one thing that's certain, and that is he wasn't he was never connected to nor never a fan of Drummond.
That's correct, and I'm 100% with that. That's, Drummond and Maisie are totally off my list. I want Merrick, Jake Merrick, but, you know, as long as it's not Drummond or Maisie, I could live with it.
Yeah. I'm really thinking that Merrick is going to show his dark horse power here in this runoff. I said that yesterday and the day before. I said, one thing is for certain, this is not the last we've heard of a lot of these, because there's going to be a runoff. With this many in this race, there's going to be a runoff.
That's right, and that's when it narrows the field. That's when it narrows the field, and the dark horse can rise to the top.
Yeah, yeah, and it very well may in this particular first round, which is happening on Tuesday. So if you haven't already voted early, make sure you do vote. Freedom 96.9, thank you very much, John, in Ponca City, for calling in. 405-608-4377. Another edition of Fix the Joke. And what about the Freedom from Religion Foundation raising its ugly head again? All coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. So the election is coming up Tuesday, and the ballot is going to be full no matter where you live. So that's why I print up a little cheat sheet for the lovely wife. She doesn't have to vote exactly as I vote, but I make sure she knows at least what's on the ballot so she can make up her mind. It would be nice if someone would prepare a cheat sheet for you when it comes to signing up for Medicare. Ah, there is. If you were born in 1961, I know you're getting not only a lot of phone calls from politicians, but a lot of phone calls about signing up for Medicare. Ignore them. You need somebody who will give you a cheat sheet and show you how to set up for Medicare that'll benefit you the most. And that's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make. And the team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Have your cheat sheet ready for going into the voting booth this Tuesday. And have your cheat sheet when it comes to Medicare with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life.
Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, or State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, Oklahoma, I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts, in agencies like DHS and mental health, while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at JakeMerrickForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
8 and 8 Shooting Sports. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. I am live at H&H Shooting Sports. We are getting ready for Father's Day with the Smith & Wesson Shield bundle, which includes three magazines, Mo Shots, Mo Better, and then you also get a Viridian sight for that, and that's all $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 long rifle, it's on special, and also specials on the automatic knives, Pro-Tec, that's it, Pro-Tec automatic knives. Another good knife is the Benchmade knife, and the Benchmade guys were here most of the afternoon with their forges, and they were out in the parking lot showing you how they make the knives. And they left behind a Benchmade gift pack, which I was going to give away right now. If you can fix the joke on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Or if you are here in the office, I would be happy to give you the prize in person. But here's how it works. I make a joke, and then you try to come up with a better punchline. Earlier this week, Representative from Texas Jasmine Crockett said, "Nobody knows how to be a black woman other than a black woman." She also said, "Not even Jesus Christ." So you can fix that, right? That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Jasmine Crockett earlier today said, "Nobody knows what it's like to be a black woman, but a black woman. Not even Jesus Christ." 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Also to fix the joke and win that gift pack from Benchmade on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. We were talking about the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are going after one of our congressmen because they say our congressman, as a pastor, cannot handle his own campaign materials in church. And the reason he can't hand out materials in church is their separation of church and state. Well, that, as I've already talked about many times, is a myth, but I'm also going to get deeper into it coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377. Live at H&H Shooting Sports, it's Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. All the politics we've been putting up with lately, you never really know who stands for what because so many people are just attacking each other and hacking at each other. You don't know what you're getting. kind of like with your insurance company and fixing your roof. These days, you don't know what you're getting because they're getting so flaky. I'm Lee Matthews. The person on your side that can help with that is Scott McCollum of McRoof. So he advises you to, number one, vote, because that's important. Number two, give him a call at 405-877-7663. He'll come out, do an inspection of your property, and then decide the best way to fortify that property so that the insurance company will agree and say, ooh, yeah, we like that idea. Kind of like you like the idea of a platform of your favorite politician? Maybe, kind of, sort of. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by McRoof RX. They are saving lives and protecting your property and also fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time. And make sure to vote.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn, 2026.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, 74 tonight's low, cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 95, 100% chance of rain tomorrow night, we need it, 69 the low, Sunday 30% chance of rain, high 78, Monday partly cloudy with a high of 80, it's 88 right now at Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews and the drive, at live at H&H Shooting Sports. 405-608-4377. Mike from UConn, you are calling to fix the joke.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Lee.
Okay, well, here we go. My version of the joke, Jasmine Crockett, the representative from Texas, said, "No one knows what it's like to be a black woman, but a black woman, not even Jesus Christ." Fix the joke.
Nobody knows what about a black woman except we don't know what women are.
And here's the other thing, Mike. She's right. Because if I, as a white man, said what she said about a black man, they would throw me off the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So she's right. I don't know what it's like.
You're completely right.
I don't know what it's like to be able to say what she said and not get anybody protesting me.
That might be one of the only things she's said right in years.
You know, you're right about that. Well, congratulations, Mike. You have won the Benchmade gift pack. We'll have that at the studio for you ready to pick up next week, okay?
Excellent. And it's Mike. I was in UConn, headed to Bridge Creek.
Mike from Bridge Creek. Bridge Creek.
Hey,
Fair enough.
Thanks, Lee.
Fair enough. Glad you were in UConn and glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Nicole writes on... No, not social media. It's a direct email. Lee, I just wanted to let you know I was at a rally last night with Jake Merrick, where he painstakingly went down the list of all of the questions that were asked of the candidates at the Channel 9 debate, and he answered each and every one. As far as I'm concerned, Jake Merrick has checked all the boxes for me. And, Nicole, you're not alone. He's checked them for me, too. You know, I think he is the dark horse. You know who was a dark horse once upon a time? Kevin Steele. You know who else was a dark horse once upon a time? James Lankford. They were dark horses. They never led until they got through the preliminaries, through the first set of elections. So he very well could pull it off. I don't know. I got to be careful. One of the things that I ran into with Kevin Stitt was I wasn't really on his team. I really wasn't because I didn't think he did a good enough job making sure the people of Western Oklahoma knew who he was. So I didn't think he was going to do it, but he did. He pulled enough support from the Tulsa area and Eastern Oklahoma to get into the runoff. And then once he got into the nomination, it was easy. Because he was the only conservative. I forgot who he ran against in the first one. And anyway, we may be seeing the same kind of scenario open up here. Because as far as street buzz and as far as internet buzz and social media buzz, I'm seeing he's getting more. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And then we have a congressman who is getting some pushback because he's running for Congress. District 2, I think. Jackson Lehmeyer. He's also a pastor. And there really is nothing wrong with being a pastor. But the Organization for the Separation of Church and State is trying to get the IRS to investigate him because he was handing out signs at his church. And they say, oh, no, you can't do that. That's a separation of church and state. Well, all I got to say about that is bravo, Sierra. There is no such thing as separation of church and state. That is a myth brought upon the left by the left using correspondence between Madison and Jefferson regarding the state-sponsored religion, not separation of religion. So if Jackson Lehmeyer wants to offer yard signs to his congregants who may want to stop by his truck on the way out of the service, that's his freedom of speech. They don't want it. They don't have to take it. Just because he's pastor of a church and is running for office doesn't mean his church is endorsing the campaign. Because if that were the case, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Bill Clinton would also have been in some sort of violation of separation of church and state. By the way, Bill Clinton spoke at Mount Zion Baptist Church in October 2024 in Albany, Georgia, United Methodist Church in Washington, D.C., January 7, 2001, Church of God in Christ National Headquarters in Memphis in 1993. They would be in violation. But then again, there is no such thing as separation of church and state. Therefore, there is nothing to be guilty of or in violation of. And the same with Jackson Lehmeyer. They don't know history. They don't know the Constitution. And they don't know what the hell they're doing.
WQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Guthrie will receive $1.5 million to replace aging water lines. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Visa is working with OpenAI to let AI agents shop and purchase things on behalf of users.
The company announced its new partnership with OpenAI Wednesday. It allows users to connect a Visa card to ChatGPT and get to work. Limits can be set on how much the AI spends and where it can buy from. Jack Forrestal, Chief Product and Strategy Officer at Visa, gave the example of telling ChatGPT to find wireless headphones costing less than $150. The AI would then find the item and buy it for you. No word on the fees for this service. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Federal officials say the U.S. continues to face a shortage of air traffic controllers as demand for air travel grows, putting added pressure on training programs designed to speed up workforce development.
The University of Oklahoma is helping address the national air traffic controller shortage through an FAA-approved training program, which places graduates directly into on-the-job FAA training. Program Director Stephen West spoke with KWTV.
When the students start working the problems and the aircraft are calling them, it becomes real to them really quick.
Simulator-based instruction gives students real-world experience as the system continues to face staffing gaps despite steady air travel demand. Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is apparently popular in Latino communities.
New precinct data shows during the primary election, Bass carried more predominantly Latino neighborhoods than Councilwoman Nithya Raman and Spencer Pratt combined. Bass carried 35 Latino majority neighborhoods, including Boyle Heights, Pacoima, and historic South Central. Raman carried 7 and Pratt carried 1. Bass carried 46% more precincts this year than in the 2022 primary, when she won 24 Latino majority neighborhoods. Latinos make up 37% of the electorate in L.A. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Tulsa arrested 49-year-old Omar Littles in connection with a reported incident involving a minor. Investigators say a 13-year-old recorded the encounter and showed it to her father, who contacted police. Littles was then arrested on a complaint of sexual battery following a prior felony conviction. The investigation began back in May, and the case continues moving through the court system. Guthrie is set to receive nearly $1.5 million to replace aging water lines. City leaders say many of the pipes date back to before 1975 and have caused service issues for residents. The project will replace over a mile of lines serving about 100 homes. Officials say the goal is more reliable water service. The funding comes from federal relief dollars, and work could begin this fall. Officials continue warning about the spread of eastern red cedar trees across Oklahoma, with experts saying the trees use large amounts of water and increase wildfire risk. Landowners say the trees are difficult to control without consistent clearing. Past efforts have struggled due to limited funding, but researchers are studying their impact on land and water resources, with the problem remaining a long-term statewide concern. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Our midday guy, Eric Erickson, coming to town next week. If you want to go see him, I've got instructions on how you can. And hope to see you there myself. Hope to see you here at H&H Shooting Sports, where I'm broadcasting live. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms with a low of 72. Tomorrow will become windier and warm with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, expect breezy conditions in the evening, remaining rather cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours with a low of 68. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 73. Monday will remain mostly cloudy with a high of 78. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson. Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Been having a lot of fun here at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I'm broadcasting live. Love to have you join in person like Nicole did. Came by, got a selfie. You can do the same. Or on the phone, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. You can also get me on the X profile and the Facebook profile as well. Talking about the debate last night that was on Channel 9 and the top four candidates, but they also gave a considerable amount of time to Jake Merrick to answer some of the same questions that were asked in the debate. And so far, Jake Merrick, to me, is at least answering the questions. We're getting a lot of platitudes and bumper sticker statements from the other candidates. And I just went through the whole list. I don't want to repeat the whole thing because it took me 20 minutes to do so. There's no need for me to go through the whole thing. But let's just say a lot of them said the same things. There seems to be some confusion as to whether Mike Mazzei actually did get the endorsement from Trump or not, because Trump was heard rescinding that earlier this week at an appearance in Georgia. Be that as it may, the cat's out of the bag as far as that's concerned. All the other candidates are claiming to be MAGA, 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 MAGA. It seems to me that Jake Merrick is the only one that is actually going down the line. Here's what I want to do, and here's how I want. Here's the issue, and here's how I want to attack it. I like that. I'm that kind of person. I'm a come up with a plan, know the plan, check the plan to make sure you can actually fulfill the plan, and then execute the plan. And he seems to be the only one, at least on the Republican. Well, you know what? I'd say he's the only one on both sides, because I've looked at the two Democrats that I've looked at, and I'm not seeing anything impressive out of them either. It's still a bunch of platitudes and bumper stickers. Now, I get it. Most political promoters, most pundits, most consultants. Okay, this is just the primary, so you don't really want to be branded. Right now, what you want to do is you want to differentiate. You want to make sure that the voters know how different you are from the other ones running. Okay, so don't say anything definite. Don't say anything that might come back to haunt you later. Just be as vague and as positive as you can. And that's what they're being told. And you can see it. Jake Merrick's the only one that's not doing it that way. He's doing it his way. He knows what the people are wanting and what the issues are. One of the issues that just came up in the last, I guess, 3 months, 4 months, that's the issue of the data centers. And that's really important to people outside the metro areas. People in downtown Tulsa don't care about the data centers, and people in downtown Oklahoma don't care about the data centers. But people in Yukon do. People in Broken Arrow do. People in Ponca City do. So there needs to be a plan for that. Now, the political promoters and the marketing guys and the consultants would say, get through the runoffs, then we'll worry about a platform. Because then you will have a concrete opponent. I know that. I get that. Again. But as a voter, I don't want to see a bunch of milk toast mishmash waffling going on between now and then. And if that's what it takes to get elected, well, tell that to Trump. Trump didn't have to do it that way. And for someone who's claiming to be MAGA and I'm doing it the way Trump's doing it, well, the four guys I saw on stage last night, to me, didn't look like they were doing it the way Trump would have been doing it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Speaking of which, voter registrations are changing over the last few days. I wonder why that is. Well, that's a hypothetical. I mean, I'm sorry, that's a rhetorical, I wonder why that is. I'm being coy. Okay, I know why that is, and I'll tell you coming up on Freedom 96.9. Russell in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Thank you, Lee. And yesterday when I was on here, right that night I got a text saying, hey, tomorrow at noon, you can be a part of the Mike Mazey lunch town hall meeting.
Yeah, the town hall.
Okay. Well, I was on it. I called up, and I got on, and I asked him a question. And he said that, well, the question was, we're ranked number 8 as the poorest state in the union.
Yeah.
And how would you get Oklahoma off of that list? And he said, well, somebody told me that he sounded like Mr. Rogers or something like that.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, he doesn't have the voice, but he kind of talks kind of slow.
Yes.
Like, and I think that's the reason why, to me. But when I asked him my question.
Once again, that's those political consultants. They want you to make sure that no matter what your education level is, someone will understand what you're saying. Anyway, go ahead.
He said something about in Metro Tech, there are about like 7,000 people waiting for scholarships to help pay for, to learn how to trade, to want to get a higher paying job, and he'll help out with that. And he said to eliminate the state income tax so people would, for companies to come in to bring in their business and to create new jobs. And with the state income tax or eliminating it, he'll said he'll do that, or the property tax or both. He'll do that in phases. So if he gets elected, don't expect to have no property tax the following year. Just it'll be a few years before you get it.
Okay.
So, and then there was also a guy who said, there's lots of people who makes promises that they don't keep them, so this is just a wish list. So, there you go. I also got a chance to hear, because I think it was, what, Monday or Tuesday, right after I got off the phone with you again, I got a text message from the Gittner Drummond Town Hall, and I got to get on that. Well, I didn't get to get on it, but I got to listen on that town hall. So
okay.
So
was there anything enlightening on that town hall?
No. He's still speaking the same thing, and I don't know. So after listening to Mike Mazey and after listening to Gettner Drummond, I think I'm leaning towards Jake Merrick.
Well, welcome to the dark side.
So maybe he can help bring jobs to Oklahoma, and I can live on Gary England money.
Well, Russell, you see, the main way to bring jobs, I mean, I don't know there's anything that a governor personally can do to bring jobs to Oklahoma other than to encourage businesses to locate here and to make it less expensive for the businesses that are here to do business. Because if you make it less expensive to do business, the businesses can then thrive. If they thrive, they grow. If they grow, they hire more people. And if they hire more people, they pay more people, and more people are getting paid. Therefore, the income levels are increased. So whatever you can do to encourage business. Now, reducing the income tax. Okay, that sounds great. What are you going to replace it with? Because you're going to have to replace it with something. And then you're going to get accused of, well, now you're hurting the poor, or now you're hurting the middle class. So you got it. That's why the fact that he is dabbling with both income tax and property tax tells me he doesn't know. He's just saying what he thinks people want to hear. And the reason he said both was about half the people on that call would say, yeah, get rid of that income tax. Yeah. And the other half, yeah, get rid of that property tax. Yeah. Which, again, tells me he doesn't have a plan.
Well, he also said something about the veterans and the people who actually own, or the retired people who own their home, and the disabled veterans. They only account for 10% of homeowners that would be affected.
I don't care. They shouldn't be paying property taxes. And if it is only 10%, why are they? If it's that little.
That's true.
You
but see? Also, yeah. Well, also was said that that's the reason why Devin went to Houston. It's because they got tired of paying our state income tax or whatever. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, corporate income tax. The corporate income tax. Yeah, because there's a difference between state income tax and corporate income tax. Some states have an income tax for citizens to pay, but they don't have a corporate income tax. And that is one of the ways they encourage business. Texas, for instance. Tennessee is another one. I have a friend who lives in North Alabama, and he also farms cattle just across the border in Tennessee. He has built a house and set up a mailbox in Tennessee so he can claim it as his business address so he doesn't have to pay corporate income taxes. And I said, that's damned smart of you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Good for everybody.
I thank you for calling.
Have a nice weekend.
You called me. That's the way that works. Yes, thank you for listening, Russell in Oklahoma City. Thanks for your testimony, too. I've been getting all kinds of invitations to all kinds of town halls and all kinds of roundtables, and I haven't bit on any of them. I'm too busy doing what I'm doing right now. But, you know, that's another thing. I don't have time to sit through a town hall where they're saying the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, that's basically what he just said on part of the debate stage. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. On the way, we're going to play another game of Fix the Joke. This time, up for grabs, I have an official Glock range bag. And it's normally a $75 value. So we're going to be giving that away coming up on Freedom 96.9. Steve, calling from where, if anywhere?
South of Maud.
South of Maud? You mean Kanawha?
I'm not there yet, but I'm headed there.
Oh, all right. Yeah. No, all my people are from Maud.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you. That's why your cell phone's not working, because you're in Maude.
Common sense guy, and I pray that he makes just to teach him a lesson.
You're cutting out on me there, Steve. Who do you wish? Do you hope wins?
Jake Merrick.
Oh, okay. You hope he makes it, or you don't hope he makes it?
I hope he does, just to teach him a lesson that an honest man can actually get elected now. I don't know if I even want to vote except for him. Is the rest, if you watch TV. Guy
all right.
Who would want him?
Yeah. Well, they are not paying for all of them. Like, for instance, all of the negative ads against Maisie are not coming from Drummond, but they're coming from Drummond supporters as well. So that more that piles on, the more it makes Drummond look bad, if you ask me. But I'm crazy that way. All my people are from Maude. Steve, thanks for the call. 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews at H&H Shooting Sports. Used to be I'd get a call from a friend of mine. Hey, Lee, can you come over on Saturday and help me change the points in my truck? Or, hey, Lee, can you come over and help me bleed my brakes? Now the car tells you, you sure you want to drive this car with the brakes in that kind of shape? You sure you don't want to go and have a tune-up? It's Lee Matthews for the Frontier Auto Group. And no matter what your car is saying to you, the Frontier Auto Group, which has been trusted in El Reno since 1936, wants to help you and continue to support the community. So they'll have the conversation with you and with your car as to what's going on. This is what I mean. If you've got a check engine light, if you've got low tire battery, pressure light, weak battery, your AC's not doing the job, a recall or safety issues, they'll look at it all for no charge. They do that anyway. Why? Because they want to take care of you. Why? Because they care about you. Why? Because they're a small-town dealer with small-town sensibilities, looking out for neighbors. They know that's what it's all about. And that's the Oklahoma standard, after all. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie. I'm so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos Track Machine or the Bad Boy Mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal grows. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values.
faith, family, and freedom.
Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com is the email address. And Jesse is in King. Hello, Jesse. Thank you for hanging on.
Well, thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I've been biting my tongue for quite some time now when I see Chip Kidding was running for governor. I'm a former state employee, and a few years ago there was an incident at Lake Thunderbird where Mr. Kidding had been drinking, and his vehicle ended up in Lake Thunderbird. And then wow. 2 weeks later after that, it was announced on Channel 9 that Chip Kidding was joining the Highway Patrol.
Well, first of all, I don't know what it is about Lake Thunderbird and how many vehicles it seems to attract on a yearly basis. They're always dragging some vehicle out of Lake Thunderbird, okay?
I think it rains cars there.
I think it does, too. Is there a big sign that says, please drive into this lake?
Do not use parking brakes.
There you go. Boy, have I seen that happen at the boat ramp before. Anyway, Jesse, you know, I'm all for people who have turned over a new leaf and haven't. But it seems to me that any kind of violation like that, doesn't that impede you from becoming a state policeman?
I guess not when your dad's the governor and pushed you to do that.
Yeah. I had a buddy who wanted to join the state police. And he had a really bad driving record. And it wasn't because of alcohol. It was just he was a bad driver. And I don't know how many citations he had, but he had three or four. And I think the cutoff was three. If you had three in so many years, there was no way you were even going to get in the police academy. And he didn't. So yeah. I figured the same thing when it came to drunk driving.
So they offer a driver's course for your state academy. So... hopefully that would have made him a better driver had he been able to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this was some time ago, so maybe it was before they had that. But at any rate, yeah, I'm all for turn. I believe and forgive and forget. But at the same time, you know, sometimes the leopard's never going to change his spots. For instance, the Iranians never going to change their spots. Right. Okay. So there's correct. No need for us to even expect them to. You're going to have to tame this tiger, even though it's not going to change its spots, no matter what you do. Child molesting. That's not something, we can forgive, but you have to atone for that. And if that means going to jail, then that's what you got to do. You got to go to jail. But I'm not going to let you near my kid, and I don't think anybody else's kid should be allowed next to you, okay? So that is your atonement. You're going to have to stay away from kids the rest of your life. If you're an alcoholic, you got to stay away from alcohol the rest of your life. And I'm fine with that. But, if that all happened while his dad was governor, then that's also kind of,
Yeah. But that's if it had been anybody else, I though,
yeah.
They'd been charged DUI.
Yeah.
They'd have been fined for the car going off into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the OHP Academy was out of the question.
Yeah, yeah. Now, does that keep him from going in to being? I don't think he's going to win governor anyway. I really don't. I mean, I know he wants to. I know he's trying to. As much as he says he's not, he keeps saying, "Oh, my dad was governor," but that doesn't mean I'm not. I worked hard and as a cop, and so no, you're trying to go
that's
along.
Just
with,
it.
Yeah.
I don't believe he did. Honestly think if he failed a class, because you have to pass all your classes at Cleet or mm-hmm. from the academy there, they'll probably just let, oh, okay, he's the governor's son. The governor wants him to be Highway Patrol, but he's going to be Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
He could have been. He could have showed up and been Barney Fife. He would have.
Yeah.
He would have been
right.
Highway Patrol.
Yeah. Well, that's how we get the Barney Fifes of the world, that's for sure. But, Jesse, have a good weekend. Thanks a lot for listening on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive, a chance to fix the joke coming up, and your chance to win an official Glock bag from H&H Shooting Sports, where we're broadcasting live on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The United States and Iran are reportedly very close to reaching a nuclear agreement aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear ambitions, with officials saying the deal is around 80 to 85% complete and could be signed within days if Iran's leadership approves the final terms and outstanding political details. A gunman identified as 45-year-old Victor Mata Villarreal is dead after opening fire in Midland, Texas, killing one, injuring 10 others. Mayor Lori Blong.
We can confirm that the active shooter situation is resolved and that the shooter is now deceased.
Officials say Villarreal was wanted for the killing of an officer. He barricaded himself in an abandoned building before being found dead following the standoff.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 353 points. The S&P 500 added 37 points. The NASDAQ rose 79 points. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Tulsa arrested 49-year-old Omar Littles in connection with a reported incident involving a minor. Investigators say a 13-year-old recorded the encounter and showed it to her father, who contacted police. Littles was then arrested on a complaint of sexual battery following a prior felony conviction. The investigation began back in May, and the case continues moving through the court system. Guthrie is set to receive nearly $1.5 million to replace aging water lines. City leaders say many of the pipes date back to before 1975 and have caused service issues for residents. The project will replace over a mile of lines serving about 100 homes. Officials say the goal is more reliable water service. The funding comes from federal relief dollars, and work could begin this fall. Officials continue warning about the spread of eastern red cedar trees across Oklahoma, with experts saying the trees use large amounts of water and increase wildfire risk. Landowners say the trees are difficult to control without consistent clearing. Past efforts have struggled due to limited funding, but researchers are studying their impact on land and water resources, with the problem remaining a long-term statewide concern. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
on Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Commissioner Tom Mansky has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Mansky, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
Dad does not want a number one dad coffee mug for Father's Day. Dad wants something he can use, like a mag reloader from H&H Shooting Sports or one of the other many great ideas in time for Father's Day right here at H&H Shooting Sports, where I'm broadcasting live. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms with a low of 72. Tomorrow will become windier and warm with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 94. Tomorrow night, expect breezy conditions in the evening, remaining rather cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours with a low of 68. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 73. Monday will remain mostly cloudy with a high of 78. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
No, Dad does not want a number one dad in the world coffee mug. He wants something from H&H Shooting Sports. And I'm Lee Matthews, broadcasting live on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see, Daniel stopped by and said hello. We got a selfie with Daniel. He said he was listening when I was talking about my Glock 44 and the new magazines. And so he was listening in, and we're going to have that video posted very soon on freedom969.com and the Facebook and X profiles as well, the Firearms Friday video blog of the week. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Still talking about last night's Republican debate. Has it changed your mind on anything? Also, Jake Merrick was given time to rebut, which he did. And so far, Jake is the one that has the most that's on my checklist. Since less than 1% of Oklahoma workers are making minimum wage, why then do we need State Question 832 that's going to raise the minimum wage? And early voting continuing for the primary election today. We've got statewide voter registration numbers ahead of the election. The data also shows that many people are changing their registration. Huh. What did I tell you? Right before a primary that's closed, where you have to be one party or the other if you're going to vote one party or the other. I'll get into that more coming up on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews on the drive. Marie is on with Lee Matthews and Freedom 96.9 live at H&H Shooting Sports. Calling from where, if anywhere, Marie?
Oklahoma County.
All right. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to discuss, I'm voting for Jake as well. I've known Jake. I met him when he was running the first time for the 5th District, and I actually worked a little bit on his campaign on that. So I know him. I know him really well. He's really a good, just honest, stand-up guy. But anyway, I had questions on the data center, and I mention this all the time to people. I think they're arguing the wrong points when they're talking to their councils about this. But, you know, they argue the fact that, okay, so the data center is going to leave an imprint, like a footprint, right? But we know, like, the heat, it can be, there are technologies out there that can counter all this stuff that they're complaining about.
Oh,
we know that you can use graphene oxide in the cement buildings to help dissipate the heat up to 80% or more. There's, you know, when it cools down the water, it damages the structure of the water. But we have the technology to put the structure back in. And even Trump has said, they argue all the time, Lee, about the cost of the utility and the grid for the utilities. But Trump has already said they have to pay for this out of their own pocket.
Yeah.
And so I think these are points that are useless for us to argue. It's covered, you know, if we demand that it's followed through on. The biggest concern I have over it is what happened in China with the surveillance, you know, over there. And a lot of people died, millions of people died, and we don't discuss that at all in this country. The intelligence gathering on the citizens is what we need to be focusing on. And why do we need to be all the data centers? Let's quit storing our information in the cloud. You know, I keep my pictures on my own hard drive because I don't know if that cloud's going to be there or not the next day.
Yeah.
So there are common sense things, but this is what we need to be focusing on is the surveillance that's going to happen with the data centers. You know, and the more we start backing up our own information into the hard drive, the less that they need to collect it or ask for permission to collect it, because we're basically paying for the cloud at this point. Because I've got so much data in my cloud, I actually pay for it. But then I back my pictures up on a hard drive, too.
Yeah, so, I do that with all my audio. I back up all my audio because I have to be able to take it with me. Marie, let's go back to a couple of things that you started out with. Yes, you are correct. The technology that goes into the data centers that has people worried about removing water from the water table, most of the data centers recycle their own water.
Right.
So there's that. Most of the data centers, yes, they pay for their own power, and they also have their own backup generators. There is a faction of people, well, that may make noise, and I don't want that noise near my house, blah, 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 blah. Well, but still, we can work on that. We can fix that. Right. That can be fixed. Yeah. There will come a day when each one of these data centers will have their own mini nuclear power plant, because they're working on that right now. In fact, I think it just finished. They were testing one at an Idaho military base, and they just finished one complete year of self-sustained power generation for that Air Force base. I think once they finish 5 consecutive years and work out 5 years worth of kinks, every Army and Navy and Air Force installation in the world will get one of these, because they need reliable power that doesn't die on them or that can be sabotaged. So the data centers can get that as well. The other worry is, what is it going to do to the tax base? Is it going to raise property values or lower property values? That too can be worked on. So my position, Marie, is I'm not. We should be concerned about data centers, but not hysterical.
Right. Right. And address surveillance issues.
Yeah.
Because we should not, you know, they should not be tracking us down or you know, keeping
us. No, well, they can't.
It's none of their business, you know, what we're doing.
Right, right. And honestly, they cannot do that without a subpoena. They cannot do that without it. They cannot use that data for anything without a subpoena. So, or probable cause.
Now, let me ask you, with you saying that, are you indicating that they're not really collecting all the scary data that they've been telling us they're collecting on us?
They can collect. Well, okay, let me use the turnpikes, for example. Your turnpike pass Yeah, they're collecting the data when you go through those turnpike. They're collecting that data, but they cannot use it against you without a subpoena. And it's the same with the data that the phone company is gathering on you every time you use your phone, or the credit card company is gathering on you every time you run your credit card. They can't use it against you without a subpoena or probable cause.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and that makes sense. It's just unfortunately, there are some cases we've all, you know, one of the politicians here, Humphrey, talks about how our judicial system, even our court systems, need to be cleaned up, because there are, you know, we're a constitutional republic. We're supposed to be, although we have not been operating that way. And even Trump is saying that more and more. People just aren't catching it. But if they're not following the constitutional rule to the citizens' rights, then, you know, already, then they're not going to do it when we have the data centers. So we need to focus on this to get our judicial system cleaned up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason
it happened in China the way it did is because they don't have a First Amendment. They don't have a Fifth Amendment or a Fourth Amendment.
Right. Or a Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, thank you for clarifying some things. And hopefully more people will be asking the right questions instead of having... I mean, we're talking points at all these meetings, and we're not getting anywhere. We're just spinning our wheels, and it's not the actual facts that I feel like we
need
to be doing.
And there's so much of this hysteria. We can't have this. This is terrible. We can't have it. And, you know, a community like UConn, which I don't know what kind of zoning UConn has, but there are people who live on the outskirts of UConn because they like the kind of country lifestyle. And then they see these stakes going in a couple of acres away from their home, and it's going to be a data center, and they're panicking about it. And I understand. I get it.
Right. You and I both would be doing that.
Yeah,
and there is a problem with the frequencies and the noise. There is a valid. Mm-hmm. I'm just so tired of the noise, you know, myself. And cleaning my own house up with my own household with all this stuff. I'm hardwiring everything back. And you know, I'm also the one that was sending you the, I reached out to you with the bioweapons.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the frequencies and stuff like that. So I've read all those patents. And this is legit. People need to start paying attention to it. But thank you for taking my call, and hopefully this gets talked about more.
Well, you have a good weekend, Marie, and thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. I am here because we're getting ready for Father's Day. It's a perfect place to do some shopping for Father's Day. And I have up for grabs now a official Glock backpack. It can be used as a range bag if you like. This is a $75 value. And we're going to play another game of Fix the Joke in just a minute on Freedom 96.9. Data shows the following numbers when it comes to voters in each party registered overall by the end of May, just before Oklahoma's primary election. Now, a lot of that has been changing in the latest week. But so far in Oklahoma, there are 1,290,000 Republicans, 613 Democrats, 495 independents, and 23,000 libertarians. Oklahoma Democrat Party posted on social media that for the first time in 15 years, Democrats out-registered Republicans statewide. Well, yeah, but that's still only half as many as the Republican Party. And there are so many Republicans, it took the Democrat registration harvesting to actually get the bragging rights that they registered more than Republicans, but we still have more Republicans than Democrats. Overall, there are still more Republicans, but here's what's happening. Some Democrats are re-registering as Republicans so they can spoil the election, so they can vote for whoever they think the weaker candidate is. Then they're going to re-register as Democrat for the general election to try to push their Democrat nominee over the finish line. And this would be happening a lot more if it were happening in a jungle primary. This is the kind of thing that would be happening. So it's already happening just a little bit, but I don't think it's going to happen. There's still not enough Democrats to re-register and unregister as there are independents. Now, what you're also going to see is a lot of Democrats registering as independents because the Democrat Party's just become too liberal for them. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation or to fix the joke on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews. Here is the joke. If you can come up with a better punchline, I've got a Glock bag for you from H&H Shooting Sports. David Ostro, as you have heard, says that he has participated in combat patrols tracking Soviet submarines. He also claims to have been at the birth of Christ. Fix the joke at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. David Ostro, running for lieutenant governor, says he has participated in combat patrols tracking Soviet subs. He also claims he was at the birth of Christ. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Early voting is underway today, tomorrow, and then again on Monday, the big day, Tuesday. Early setting up for Medicare? Well, that's going on right now if you were born in 1961. I'm Lee Matthews. In addition to a bunch of pesky political phone calls and mailers, I bet you're getting a bunch of pesky political, calls and mailers and emails and texts about signing up for Medicare. Don't let any of that confuse you. After all, the politicians are trying to confuse us enough. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that will work for you. And they'll do it in person with a smile on their face. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Make sure to vote. And make sure you get yourself set up for Medicare with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, for state senate. Proven conservative, proven results.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate. Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. Jake writes on social media, Lee, my name is Jake, and I am tied up currently at work, and I'm not able to call you on the air, but I have a couple of issues with State Question 832 and increasing the minimum wage. First, it's tied to the national CPI, Consumer Price Index, and not local or state Consumer Price Index. It puts our living costs equally with states like New York and California. It also increases until 2030. We probably do need a higher minimum wage, but we need to base it on our local consumer price index, like Arkansas and Missouri has done. Part-time labor and seasonal labor are not excluded, as stated by many farmers. Most are paying more for full-time help. This is mainly for kids in high school or junior high who would be required to be paid overtime as well. Tight margins are already hurting farmers with the rising level of fuel prices and fertilizer costs skyrocketing. This couldn't come at a worse time for many in agriculture who are already walking a thin line. A good example of great intentions with unintended consequences. You are absolutely right, Jake. The farmers are in a panic about this. If Farmer Brown wants to employ his grandson to help with harvest, he's going to have to pay him overtime, because usually when they're harvesting, they work till it's done. Sometimes it's 60, 70 hours a week. And once you get over 40, not only is he going to have to pay that grandson $15 an hour, he's going to have to pay him time and a half. So what is he going to do? He's not going to pay his grandson. Probably try to do it all himself. Patrick writes, if Norman City Council believes they have the right to open everyone's yard up to the homeless, then let's start everybody on the city council and mayor and let all the homeless that can fit on their front and backyards aboard first. Then all the city employees must open up theirs. It's called trespassing. Actually, in their city council, it has no right to allow anyone to use anyone's yard to camp out as they choose, or a right to allow them to come to your home for a restroom facility. If they proceed on this, no doubt a lawsuit will be coming, and Norman City Council and Mayor ultimately will lose. So their CC and Mayor believe everyone can use everyone's water, restroom, and yard? Is that what they are perhaps proposing? Sounds like communism. What's yours is theirs, and you bet this doesn't fly. So for anyone wanting to allow such a thing, go right ahead and let the homeless camp in your yard and use your facilities. Don't think things could get any crazier? Bet they meet with a lot of opposition in Norman to this insane idea. The drone boats are amazing, watching the videos of such. Okay, it actually did not pass, but I'm amazed it did not pass. Because, as we all know, Norman is our little hotbed boiling cauldron of liberalism. James writes, Lee, the best thing for the data centers is C4 and bulldozers. I don't want to advocate blowing up the data centers. Dan writes, no, Lee, they don't want to come in and use your toilet. They want to be able to drop their pants and go in the clean streets. Get the governor to put them in on the lawns of the Norman City Council. That'll stop them. Norman is not not normal as it is being run by the lefties. No, you're right about that. And then Jacqueline writes, Lee, I celebrated my birthday today by voting. laughing out loud. As of 10 a.m., the machine I deposited my ballot had 107 ballots each. There were probably six or eight machines. The parking lot was packed. Yes, Jacqueline, people like to vote early. I get that. They also like to know that their vote is going to count. And most people who do vote early are the types of people who want to make sure their vote does count. Had a great time at 8-8 Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Joe Pags is coming up next. Hope you have a great weekend. Driving to work, make sure to catch my good friend Aaron Brillbrack right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.